Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan. And you guys, I truly went to hell and back to be able to record this podcast episode for you. I thought I broke my Zoom recorder, which is the thing that my mic plugs into. I'm showing it on the screen if you're watching on YouTube because we are doing video now. If you did not know, and if that is your preferred method of watching, listening to podcasts, it is always linked in the show notes if you're on Apple or if you're on Spotify or whatever else you listen to my podcast on. But nonetheless, I thought I broke it, and this thing is like $200-$300. My SD card was one. At first, it was not reading it, and then it wasn't like clicking into place. I was like, oh my god, I'm actually going to be so upset, because I also just threw out the box for this thing last week because I'm like, I'm not being a millennial and keeping the boxes to everything. And I went through my media unit where I was keeping boxes of technology and just storing. It became my junk storage space. And I, even though it was like closed off, it was mentally still cluttering my mind. And you guys know, clear space, clear mind, I had to clean it. And especially if I'm going through a rut, which I am, and that's why I feel called to make an episode on it, because we're going to make a game plan together. Because if I know anything, and if I've learned anything in all my years of sharing my life and my thoughts and probably too many vulnerable things on the internet with you guys, is if I'm going through something, I am most definitely not alone in it. One of you guys, maybe a handful, maybe a lot of you guys are going through the same thing, something similar, or will eventually. And so let's discuss it together. But nonetheless, I had to clean out everything. And so then I was freaking out because I threw out the box. And of course, the millennial part of me, even though I'm technically not a millennial, I'm born in 99, but my sister is a millennial. She's born in 91. And I feel like I picked up a lot of the character traits of a millennial. Anyhow, I freaked out because I threw out that box and I was like, well, what if I need to like have the serial number or something? I'm sure it's somewhere on this thing. I don't really know. But anyways, we fixed it. Nonetheless, we fixed it. My backup plan was to just do audio and record with my old mic and then sort this out later so I could get the podcast episode out. But Tech Lan, IT Lan fixed it, because when you work for yourself, you are the everything. You are HR, you are the CEO, you are IT, you are your coworker, you're everything to yourself. But nonetheless, how to get out of a rut, how to navigate seasonal depression, because it is kicking this girl's ass this year, amongst many other things that I'm working through. Maybe you're feeling lonely, maybe you're just feeling a bit blue, a bit down, maybe your depression is really hitting you. And I'm so sorry, but you know what? We're in this together. I'm going to talk you through my plan, my game plan to navigate feeling in a rut, feeling consumed by your seasonal depression, and what I'm doing to get myself into a better headspace and feeling lighter, brighter, happier, and less blue, or less with a cloud of gray over me. And hopefully these things are helpful for you too. And I'd love if maybe if you're listening on Spotify to comment anything that you personally do to help yourself get out of a rut, to help navigate your seasonal depression, to help navigate your depression, to help feeling down or lonely or whatever it is, comment it so that anyone who is listening can see that and try that out as well. Feel free to DM me. My DMs are always open. I'm always happy to chat with you guys. And as always, I'm just a 25-year-old girl. This is what I'm doing. This is how I'm coping. If you feel like things are really heavy, I encourage you to reach out to a professional, whether that's your family doctor, whether that's a therapist, whether it's the therapist you have or needing to find one. BetterHelp is a great place to start. I don't know if they're sponsoring this episode, but I do have a sponsorship with them. I think you can use betterhelp.com/Alana to get 10% off. That's always a good place to start. It is okay to ask for help. It is cool. It is hot. It is a good thing. And sometimes we need a little assistance, whether it's through therapy, whether it's through medication, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a combination of the two. It is okay to ask for help. You are not alone in what you are going through. And we're going to make a game plan together. Before we get into the episode and get into everything, but anyways, let's do some life updates, some updates that are important to you guys, at least I think, my current faves, and then we'll get into how the fuck you're gonna get out of this rut, because I know it's the worst feeling ever, and you're like, oh, I just want to feel good again, and I hate feeling like this, and I don't know what to do, and you kind of start ruminating in it. So I'm gonna distract you first with updating you on things that you might find relevant, important, interesting to you, my current faves, so maybe you can have a new current obsession with me, and then we'll get into it, okay? Okay, if you don't like that, feel free to fast forward, because the fast forward button does exist. I'm planning some hot girl sweat events. I ran into one of you guys and you asked me straight up, when is your next hot girl sweat event? I want one. And I was like, you know what? We've actually been approached. Some people are asking, and I fear I must plan one, because I was kind of procrastinating this and hadn't thought about it that much too deeply, because I have a million other one things that I'm going to discuss briefly. But there are hot girl sweat events in the works, and hopefully either the first one of the year or it will be the second. I will be teaching instead of having someone else teach. So this will be my debut of you coming to a hot girl sweat event where I'm instructing, which I'm so excited about that. And with that being said, I currently am in the process of training to be a reformer Pilates teacher at a new studio in Toronto called LSDR, which I'm so excited to be a founding guide there and to welcome you into a new space in the Toronto downtown area. And I think this is all going to be such an incredible new chapter for all of us. I think it's a beautiful space and journey that everyone will get to experience. And I'm excited to have a place where I can teach and grow, and we can grow together and challenge ourselves, share the love of Pilates and breathwork together. So I'm so excited about that. Stay tuned. If you don't follow me on Instagram or TikTok, make sure you are following me there, as I'll be updating there with like schedules and things like that and all things hot girl sweat. I have started vlogging again for YouTube, so YouTube vlogs will be back. My plan is to edit the vlog after I edit and upload this podcast episode, so stay tuned for that. I think I'm going to go back to my Wednesday or Thursday upload days. We'll see. I'll try to be super consistent with that. And if you haven't gotten a Byray hat already, definitely go check that out. Super high quality, 100% cotton, fully custom made hats, perfect for St. Patrick's Day with the Hunter Green look. And let's get into the current faves. I am having a few new meal obsessions. I have rediscovered making smoothies at home. I know that's not that groundbreaking, but I went to The Hut, which is owned by Ashley and Sydney Bly in Toronto. I remember seeing them post about it and see my friend Mackenzie post about it in Muskoka, and I'm so excited and so proud of them for opening one in Toronto. It is so cute. I went there on Monday. It was actually my mom's idea to go there. She's like, have you been to The Hut yet? Do you want to go? And I was like, oh my God, the marketing has reached you. That is truly goals. Proud of you. So I went there on Saturday, have plans to go back sometime this week with a girlfriend, but I had their Muskoka berry smoothie with vanilla protein, and it made me remember how much I love a good banana and berry smoothie. So I've been recreating it at home. It's banana, it's frozen blueberries, it's almond butter, flaxseed, cinnamon. I've been doing the Nut Bar bar milk because I have that, but like any non-dairy milk of your choice. And then I add in, did I say almond butter? Almond butter. And then I add in vanilla protein. I love Nufix. You can use code, I think it's Lanny BeFit. I'll have it in the show notes. I'll put the code there. Get 15% off. It's my friend Amanda's brand, Canadian brand. We love Canadian brands with the tariffs. But nonetheless, obsessed with smoothies. Also, remember that when I was away in South Africa, I was having yogurt with berries every day for breakfast. I honestly missed that. And so now I'm back in that. I love Vanilla Skyr, the Siggy's brand. I love their yogurt, and I've just been doing blueberries because strawberries are way too expensive and not that great at this time of the year. So just doing blueberries. Also obsessed with my new Boy Smells candles. You guys know I love my Boy Smells candles. Finally picked up the Vanilla Era candle, and I love her. It smells so good. It's not too sweet. It's perfect. And I know this has been a current fave and I've spoken about it a lot, but I really am loving my Ultra Human ring. I feel like it has been like the final step to help me really be consistent with getting good quality sleep and really prioritizing my recovery. I love the sleep score, and I usually will reflect on how I feel that I slept and how I rested and how many hours I got before I open up the app and look. But it's really cool, and I really am also loving the recovery stats, cycle tracking. I've gotten a few DMs like wondering how it works with me having an IUD. I don't know, in the past like year or so, I think it's because I'm like coming up to needing to change my IUD, which I'm really dreading, and I'm sorry if this is TMI, but whatever. I get some symptoms, like I've always, well not always, I would say like the first 2 years I didn't have any symptoms, but like the last 2.5 years I've had symptoms. Like I don't get a period or anything on it, but I still have like a cycle, if you will. Like I know when I'm ovulating, I can tell physically like what's different in my body. I know when I'm in my luteal phase. I know when I'm like on my period. So I've just been tracking it based off of that. I'm on my second cycle of tracking through the Ultra Human, and I honestly find it so fascinating. It gives you so many little details about what it means to be on like this specific day of your cycle. It takes in like your body temperature into consideration, and it explains it to you, and I find it so fascinating. You know, you would think you would learn more about your body in sex ed and health class, but you really don't. So I find it so interesting and empowering to learn more about my body as a female and your cycle and all of that. So really just been loving my Ultra Human. This isn't sponsored, but I do have a link if you guys want to get money off of your Ultra Human. It's always linked in the show notes, so just check that out. But it's essentially like the Oura Ring. There's no monthly subscription and it's cheaper. It doesn't cost more to get the gold one, unlike the Oura Ring. So really have just been loving the Ultra Human, and I can't complain. We're gonna start with my 5-step morning routine. Very Mel Robbins-esque. I feel like I've been personally doing this for years, and she kind of put it into a way that's super easy to consume and to digest. So this is the 5-step morning routine I follow. It's the 5-step morning routine Mel Robbins preaches. So take it with what you will. Take what you need, leave what you don't. Your first step is to not hit snooze in the morning. You are going to count down from 5 and get the fuck out of bed. And if you don't like that method, you're going to keep a glass of water beside your bed, like Shelby Sacco says, and sit up and drink that water instead of hitting snooze. And if you want a reason to not hit snooze, snoozing, one, will make you feel more tired because you're going back into your sleep cycle and waking up in the middle of it. It will make you feel more inflamed, more puffy. It can increase levels of stress and anxiety. There is a whole long list of things that are not great to snoozing. It won't actually make you feel better. If anything, it will make you feel more tired. So you think you are getting more sleep and that it will benefit you, but in turn, it's actually going to make you feel worse. So get the fuck out of bed and don't hit snooze. And I know how easy it is to want to just like stay in bed, especially when you're in a rut, especially when you're feeling down, especially when you're feeling depressed. So don't hit snooze. turn that alarm off right away. I love my Hatch alarm. The light goes on. I literally have no choice but to look at it and wake myself up and get the fuck out of bed. Get out of bed and then make it. This is step number two. Make your bed every single damn day and do it right when you wake up. You're already standing beside your bed. Make your bed. You won't want to get back into it. You won't want to lounge in it. And as I always say, a clear space is a clear mind. Also, then you're starting your day with an accomplishment of making your bed, of cleaning up your space. It's something productive. So then that productive energy flows into the rest of your day. You're taking care of your space. You're taking care of your mind. It is something so simple, so easy. It doesn't have to be perfect. Whether you just pull your comforter straight or you do the whole shebang, make your bed. I'm not your mother. No one's coming to make your bed for you. Think about your future self. Think about how nice it will feel to come home from work or to finish your workday, close your laptop, and when you're winding down for bed, being able to get into a freshly made bed. Like, I can't think of anything worse than getting into a bed that's unmade. You're just like slipping in there. Like, that feels so icky and so gross to me. It's not the vibe. So even if you're just pulling your comforter straight, your sheets straight, whatever it is, make your bed. Go the extra mile, tuck the sheets in, make it all nice for yourself, fluff the pillows, you know? Get out of your bed and make it. And then get ready. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, so that you can have a better 10 hours that follow, a better 5 hours that follow. When we take time to show ourselves love through getting ready, through brushing our teeth, doing our skincare, doing our makeup, making ourselves feel presentable and good, we hold ourselves better throughout the rest of our day. Even if we're just at home, working from home, on Zoom calls, whatever it is, maybe even we're sick because everyone seems to be sick these days with the flu or some sort of virus that I'm praying I don't get. Get ready. Show yourself love by taking care of yourself. When we look good, we feel good, and that is going to, in its turn, make us feel just a little bit better, an inch of a bit better, help taking baby steps to get out of this rut, out of this funk that we are in. So we didn't hit snooze. We counted down from five and got the fuck out of bed. We got out of bed and we made it. We got ready and showed ourselves love. We can even take it one step further and habit stack getting ready in the morning with listening to a podcast that makes us feel good and changes the way in which we look at things, helps us reframe, change our perspective, whatever it is. Maybe it's entertainment. And then we're gonna drink some water before we have our morning beverage. Make this a ritual. Hydrate yourself with a glass of water and then make yourself your morning coffee, your morning matcha, your morning smoothie, whatever it is, the thing that you love and look forward to the most. Drink some water and then make it, especially if it's coffee or matcha or some sort of caffeinated beverage. Hydrate yourself before you have some caffeine. And I love my morning coffee, as you guys know. It is truly a therapeutic ritual. Again, I love to listen to a podcast while I'm doing this and not be on my phone. Phone is away, and we are just present in the moment of making this beautiful cup of coffee. So simple, so stupid, but it does something. It rewires something in my brain and makes me feel good and it makes me feel productive. And it is a form of self-love and self-care for myself. It is a love language for myself. And then number five, move your body, get outside. Go on your hot girl walk, walk to your workout class, go to workout class, stretch, do yoga, do a HIIT class, whatever it is. Do something that moves your body and preferably gets you outside so that you can get fresh air, as fresh as the air can be in the city. If you live in a city, get some vitamin D. Even if it's cloudy, even if it's overcast, you will still get some. And just like move your body. If you're a longtime listener or have followed my journey and my life on socials for a long time now, you would know that I used to struggle deeply with my relationship with food, with my body, with exercise. I definitely did take it a little too far at one point, and these were things that always controlled and consumed my mind. But like me, it is possible to recover and improve your relationship with food, with your body, with exercise. And that's why I want to introduce you to EQIP. EQIP is a virtual evidence-based eating disorder treatment program that helps you recover while staying in school, at your job, and with your family and friends. EQIP provides you with a dedicated care team that can include a therapist, dietitian, medical provider, and a mentor
who has been through recovery. Equip treats all types of eating disorders and is covered by insurance and has no wait list. Among all the ways I talk about self-improvement and self-love, healing your relationship with food is the single best thing you can do to prioritize your well-being. Don't wait and get a free consultation with Equip. Visit equip.health/Alana to learn more about Equip's virtual accessible eating disorder treatment. That's equip.health/Alana. I always wished we learned more about financial literacy, specifically when it comes to investing and saving your money. While in high school and even in my business programs, I feel like we never really tapped into that so deeply. And in a world where the investing gap really does exist, 66% of men are investing in the stock market compared to just 48% of women. And I want to work with you guys in order to change that. The investing gap means less women have the chance to build wealth now and can have huge repercussions down the road when it comes time to retiring. I want to empower you to be curious, to go and take initiative to learn more how to set yourself up for success and to gain better knowledge and confidence in investing and saving your money properly. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You also don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you got is spare change. You also don't need a lot of time. You can create your Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Truly, the $5 you spend on your coffee, you can spend another $5 and invest that into your portfolio. I personally have enjoyed using Acorns and it has taught me so much and made me feel a lot more confident in that I'm doing something right with my money and I'm being smart about my money when it comes to investing and saving. Sign up now and join over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I feel like being a woman just gets harder and harder as time goes on, especially when it comes to figuring out our hormones and hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environments, whether it's in the water, in our skincare, in our clothes, in our food, in the air, whatever it is. They seem to always be messing with us, and there is a solution. Hormone Harmony is a formula that is made with herbal ingredients like adaptogens that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. So no matter what your age is, no matter what life cycle you are in, life stage you're in, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which you guys know I love, that help your body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages, whether you are navigating PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, or just the regular cycle symptoms. I personally really am a big fan of Happy Mammoth, and it has made me feel like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana, A-L-L-A-N-A, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code Alana for 15% off today. Wake yourself up, get those serotonin, get the endorphins, you will feel so much better. And you will also be so much more clear-headed, so much more grounded by taking some time for you, even if it's 5 minutes. Even if you just walk around the block, walk down the end of the street and turn around, do something for you. If you have a dog, if you have a pet, take them for a walk. If you have a baby, push the stroller, walk to the end of the street and turn around. Yeah, I don't care if it's freezing out. It's been freezing in Toronto. Bundle up. Learn how to dress properly for the climate that you are living in. You might enjoy the seasons more. So, your 5-step morning routine. Don't hit snooze. Turn off that alarm and get the fuck out of bed. Get out of bed and make it.
get ready, show yourself love, habit stack that with a podcast, drink some water, then have that morning bev. Move your body. Get outside, get fresh air, get some movement in, release those endorphins, get some sunlight, get some vitamin D. I promise you, start with the morning routine. Decide that tomorrow you are going to set your alarm just a little bit earlier. We're going to wake up before 8 if we're not doing that already. We are going to give us time, ourselves time in the morning to do something for us before our busy workday, before our kids wake up, before we have to head to class. Whatever stage of life you are in, you can take 10 minutes for yourself. I promise you, you can find it. If you want to, you will. Simple as that. Start with the morning routine. This is your game plan for tomorrow. We're going to set our alarms. If you have a hatch, we're going to set our hatch. And we're going to do our 5-step morning routine. We're not going to hit snooze. We're going to get out of bed and make our bed. We're going to take time and get ready for ourselves, no matter what that looks like. 5 minutes for 5 more hours that feel so much better. Look good, feel good, drink some water, make a ritual out of our morning bev, and move our body. Book a workout class if you haven't already. The next thing, to get out of this rut, to navigate your seasonal depression, your depression, this feeling of feeling blue, of feeling low, is to let you take control. Don't sit in your rut. Don't ruminate. You're taking one step out by getting out of this by listening to this podcast episode. You are obviously wanting a change. There is something in you that is tired of feeling this way, whether it's been a day that you felt like this, a week, a month, whatever it is. Some part of you wants to get the fuck out of this rut and change things and feel better again. So don't sit in it. Don't continue to ruminate. Don't let yourself spiral. Don't let yourself encourage yourself to continue to feel this depression and like make this a part of your identity and a part of your ego. Let it go. Do something for you. Sitting in this rut only makes it worse. The more you sit in it, the worse you are going to feel. The harder it is to get out of it. The more you stay on the train that's going in the wrong direction, the longer it's going to take for you to get back home. So get up, get moving, no matter how hard it is. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's always the hardest when you feel like you're at rock bottom. It is always the hardest when everything feels impossible, exhausting, and tiring. It is always the hardest when everything feels so gray and dull and nothing feels exciting. But no one's coming to save you. No one's coming. I hate to tell it to you, but no one's telling you to get out of bed. No one's telling you to go to the gym. No one's telling you to go to work. No one is telling you to take time for yourself. No one is telling you to clean up your apartment, to do your laundry, to clear your space. No one is telling you to do anything. The only person that can tell you is you. This is your sign. If you're looking for a sign, this is it. Hi, I'm the sign. Get up. Get out, change what you are doing, reframe your perspective. You have every power to take control of your emotions and how you're feeling. We can acknowledge them, we can process them, we can let ourselves feel them, but we're letting it go and we're taking control because it is our life and it is too short to just let ourselves sit and rot in our rut. It's not worth it. It doesn't make us feel good, but you can change that, whether it's through doing your 5-step morning routine or the things that I'm about to list, deciding to speak to your therapist or speak to your doctor or trying anti-anxiety, antidepressant meds. You can and you will get out of this rut, no matter which path you take, but you can. You can and you will. Don't sit in your rut. Don't ruminate. The more you sit in it, the worse it's going to feel, the harder it is to get out of it. Let it go. Get up. Get moving. Do something for you. Do the thing that makes you feel good. Book your workouts in like it's your literal day job. Give yourself something to look forward towards. Keep yourself accountable and consistent. Because when we work out, we do not only feel better physically, but we also feel better mentally. I hate to tell you it, but there's a reason why the people who work out consistently and do workouts that make them feel good are happier, better people. It's because they're taking time to do something for them and they're doing the thing that is good for their mental and physical health. Find workouts that you thoroughly enjoy and look forward to that challenge you mentally and physically and schedule them in. Whether it's going to your gym and following a workout plan, or going to your favorite fitness studios, booking it through ClassPass, or maybe have a membership at this gym, book in your workouts, put it in your calendar, and stick to it. I promise you, it will make you feel so much better, whether it's one workout a week, two, three, four, five, six, whatever it is. Book it in like it's your day job. Be the one to reach out. I am someone who definitely can get in my head about this and definitely can, being in a rut can cause me to just isolate and stay at home and be antisocial and not reach out to my friends and not initiate plans and then be sitting here being like, oh, but they didn't ask me to hang out. They didn't text me. No one wants to see me. Everyone hates me. No one wants to be my friends. Everyone's annoyed with me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that has these thoughts and feelings. But if you feel like your friends aren't making plans with you, or maybe you haven't seen a friend in a while, be the one to reach out and make a plan. Be the one to message, to call, and make a plan. Even if it's just booking a workout together, setting up a coffee work date, cooking dinner together, going on a walk, scheduling time to talk on FaceTime or a phone call, whatever it is. A friendship goes both ways, and it's really easy when you're in a rut, when you're feeling depressed, when you're feeling down, to isolate and to have such a pessimistic outlook on a lot of things, including your friendships, including life. But flip the script. Encourage yourself to make plans with people and friends that make you feel good, that bring good vibes and energy, and do something together that you both love. So simple. It feels hard, but it is so simple. I want you to pause this episode, open your notes app, and write a list of three people that you are going to reach out to make plans with or to catch up with after this episode. And when you're ready, come back and let's go on to the next thing that you can do to take control of feeling in a rut and feeling depressed or down or whatever it is that you were feeling. I find listening to podcasts that challenge and help you reframe your way of thinking are super helpful, especially when I'm in a rut or when I'm feeling super strongly about something or I'm struggling with an area of my life. Podcasts really just help. And maybe this episode is that for you. Sometimes music just makes me feel shittier. It makes me ruminate more. And sometimes I just need a podcast to snap me out of it. I find listening to an episode can really just help change my headspace, maybe make it a bit brighter, a little less heavy, can help reframe my perspective when I'm not able to do that myself, when my therapist isn't there to help me do that. So listen to a podcast. This one is a great first step. Take a moment to maybe share this episode with a friend who you think maybe is feeling similarly to you right now, who maybe also in a rut. And this can also be your way of reaching out to them if you haven't reached out to them in a little bit. Some great suggestions of episodes that I personally have been loving lately are the following. From Mel Robbins, I have loved Why Making Friends as an Adult Feels Impossible and What to Do About It. When Nothing Seems to be Going Your Way, Here's Exactly What to Do. How to Find Purpose and Design the Life You Want. How to Stop Caring About What People Think of You. The One Tool to Transform Your Relationships, The Let Them Theory. To Anyone Going Through a Breakup, How to Heal a Broken Heart and Move On. From Too Much Podcast, I liked I Can Do It Myself and Hi, Are You Alone? And then from The Skinny Confidential, Lauren Bostick on Breaking Toxic Patterns, Morning Routines, and How to Stop Attracting the Wrong Partners. Tony Robbins on How to Unlock Your Potential, Master Your Mind, and Find Lasting Happiness. Mel Robbins on life-changing tools and habits to rise up and build your dream life in 2025 and beyond. I'll link all of these in the show notes. So if you didn't catch that, I'll link them so that you can use them as a resource and lean on those episodes for yourself. If you find you are spending too much time at home, too much time alone, and not feeling joy, maybe you're only like work, sleep, and eating, and you're not doing much more than that, well then honey, you need some hobbies. You need some hobbies to give yourself some value and add some purpose to your life. Do the things that intimidate and scare you. Those are probably things you're interested in trying or have always wondered about. Approach things with a childlike mentality. It is so easy to just veto things out because you're like, oh, I'm not going to be good at it. Well, you don't need to be good at your hobbies. You just need to enjoy them. So don't be afraid to fail or be bad. You don't need to be good at your hobbies again. Just go in it with a childlike mentality. And when I say that, when you are a child, you haven't had experiences where you were feeling embarrassed or let down or like have self-doubt, you just try things. You have an open mind. You just like go at things confidently and courageously. So do that in your adulthood. And I encourage you to have that mentality with every aspect of your life if you can, whether it's career, your friendships, relationships, dating, whatever it is. Really just like have a childlike mentality in that you are fearless and to be open-minded. You can join a run club, a sports league, pottery, take a class on coffee making, wine, take a course on anything, pick up a book, get some plants and learn how to properly take care of them. And if you know how to take care of a bird's paradise, mine definitely needs some help. But there are so many things that you can do besides work, working out. I mean, working out can be a hobby, but you can find more things outside of that. Maybe try a different type of workout. Maybe you want to get into running. You can use Runna. I really love that app and I have a code with them. It's Alana. Maybe you want to try High Rocks. Maybe you want to try CrossFit. Maybe you want to try Pilates. Try something new. You might just surprise yourself. As I said before, speak to someone if you need to. There is nothing wrong with needing to speak to someone. It is not something that should be looked down upon. It is not something to be ashamed of. Whether it's confiding in your friends, in your siblings, in your partner, in your parents, or a therapist, I'm a huge advocate for therapy. Being able to talk things out sometimes works a hell of a lot better than sitting in your thoughts or journaling. Sometimes we just need to yap a little bit about it. And sometimes a professional, non-biased opinion helps us. So I strongly encourage you to lean on your support system, reach out to a therapist. Therapists can help give you a toolkit to help navigate feelings like this, to be able to tackle them better when and if they happen again, because they will. And to just have a better perspective of yourself and a stronger foundation for dealing with feelings that are scary and intimidating and don't feel super nice. And lastly, I'm going to leave you with a few self-care activities that you can do to help you feel just a little bit better when you're in a rut, when you're feeling down, when you're struggling with that seasonal depression. I go a lot more into depth on these things in my seasonal depression episode. So I'll link that in the show notes as well. And you can definitely check that out. But these are self-care activities that you can do to make yourself feel just a little bit better. The 5-step morning routine, a consistent night routine / sleep schedule. So going to bed and waking up at around the same time every day, trying to get that 7 to 8 hours, if not more, of sleep per night. I promise you, the more consistent you are with getting good quality sleep, the better you will feel. And if you have an Oura Ring or an Ultra Human Ring, it will agree with you, or a Whoop or whatever you have. I really love the Sleep by Array supplement. It doesn't have melatonin in it. I find melatonin just gives me really weird dreams. And this doesn't make you feel groggy when you wake up or anything like that. It doesn't make you feel drowsy. It just helps you get into a deeper sleep better. And I've taken it the last two nights after not having taken it for a while. And my Ultra Human was a lot happier with me. And so like it provided validation that this was actually doing something and not a placebo. I also love my Hatch alarm clock. I cannot shut up about it enough. It truly has changed my life. I do not wake up in fight or flight with my Apple alarm anymore. It's not triggering. It wakes me up so nicely. Investing in good sheets has truly changed the quality of my sleep for the better. So definitely check out Parachute Homes. Tikla is really good. Brooklinen is really great. Just like invest in sheets that feel really good. Do workouts that feel good to you. I personally really love low impact exercise for the majority of my workouts, and then supplementing in some higher intensity like a Barre's class or HIIT class. But low impact exercise like a hot mat Pilates class, that's like true Pilates. I love Jaybird in Toronto. Reformer, either at Jaybird or Solus in Toronto. Anything like low impact like that. Incline walks on the treadmill, outside. I love doing walks with ankle weights. Wellness things. Red light therapy, getting a happy light for seasonal affective disorder, contrast therapy, so going in the sauna and cold plunge weekly, are things I really love. And then lastly, countering the winter uglies, because if we feel like we look like shit, we feel like shit. It doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. So keep up with all the things you do in the summer all year round to make yourself just feel like your hottest, healthiest, badass self ever. I love getting a routine haircut, my color done, a blowout if I need it. Facials, I would love to say I go for a monthly facial, but I don't. It's more like a bi-monthly or every 3 months. I try to be consistent with that because I feel like it really helps my skincare. It really helps with my skin and keeping things good. I love, if you live in Toronto, I love G Beauty and I love Caudalie for facials. Spray tan. Sometimes we just feel really pale, but I've also been really trying to just embrace the pale and embrace whatever tone my skin is at the time. Just hydrate, drink a lot of water, and put moisturizer on, exfoliate. Your legs and your skin in general can get really dry during the winter, so make sure you're lathering some body lotion. I love Salt and Stone. I love Necessaire. Put body lotion on after every shower. Keep up with shaving. I'm the girl that shaves her legs all year round. It makes me feel good. I feel so much cleaner and better about myself, so I keep up with all the things. Getting a consistent manicure and pedicure, going for a massage or lymphatic massage, just doing things that make you feel good. Keep up with the things that make you feel good no matter the season, no matter your mood, especially if you're feeling down. Really lean into these things. I want to put emphasis on, if you are feeling down, if you are really struggling, please do not feel ashamed to reach out to someone. Please do not feel ashamed to reach out to a therapist. It is not taboo. You do not need to have some insane mental disorder to be speaking to a therapist. Nothing has to be wrong per se. You can feel slightly down and speak to a therapist. I promise it is worth the investment. I pay close to $200 every single month to talk to someone for an hour, and it has changed my life. So your health is worth the investment. Invest in your health. Don't take it for granted. And just know that these feelings, this way that you feel right now, this rut that you are in, this depressive episode that you are in, is temporary, and you have the power to save yourself, to come out of it, to crawl out of that hole, to get rid of that darkness, to see sun again, to see the light again, and to find the silver linings in your life, to pull yourself out of this. And I'm right here with you, as always. I love you so much. In case no one has told you today, if this episode was helpful for you, make sure to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, as that is how you can help support the pod. I love seeing when you guys share that you're listening to Morning Ray on your stories, on TikTok, on Reels, whatever it is. I love it. I will always repost, share, comment, like. I'll chat to you guys next week. Bye.